This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think that's all I think we know pretty clearly that's how this story. Let's talk about the Royals from an on-the-field standpoint. It seems very, very simple to me. Noah Cameron cannot go anywhere. Noah Cameron, since coming up, has pitched 25 and two-thirds inning. He has given up 3 earned runs. He has an ERA of 1.05. Noah Cameron is not going back down to Omaha or Northwest Arkansas or wherever he was before he got here permanently. Now, I know that when we had this conversation, which is funny, now a month ago, remember, he pitched on, it hasn't even been a month since his first start. It was on April 30th against the Tampa Bay Rays, and he was phenomenal. He pitched 6 1/3, gave up 1 hit, didn't give up an earned run. He was great in that. He then had to go back down. He's come back up for 3 starts because of the injuries that they have. In those 3 starts, 19 1/3 innings. He's given up 12 hits in those starts, 3 earned runs. He has been with 13 strikeouts and just 3 walks. He has been amazing. So we are not talking about trading Noah Cameron. We are not talking about moving him to the bullpen. We are not talking about him going back down to anywhere. You now have your position gridlocked. They say, oh, well, you can't lose your job to injury. Yes, you can. Now, I'm not saying that Reagans is losing his job. I'm not saying that Seth Lugo is losing his job. But when those 2 guys get back, hey, one of y'all got to go. So whether it's Michael Lorenzen going to the bullpen, or it's possibly a trade that could happen coming up in the next 3 weeks or so, I know one person that doesn't need to be going anywhere, Rob. It's Noah Cameron. He has earned his way onto this rotation. He has been phenomenal so far this year. You're not doing anything with him.
I actually think I agree with you first and foremost. He's not going anywhere. I think him being good creates more interesting conversations because I think Michael Lorenzen goes to the bullpen. I think that's the end-all, be-all, or at least that's the plan on May 31st. But Noah Cameron's success means someone in the rotation is now expendable, Carrington. Like, I wouldn't trade Noah Cameron because his contract is pennies on the dollar. He's a lefty, and he has shown value. He's basically Chris Bubich, except for not as good as Chris Bubich, contract-wise. I think the Royals are probably looking at this with licking their lips, licking their chops, whatever the term, because now Seth Lugo becomes expendable. I mean, I know Seth Lugo's great. I know Seth Lugo was, what, Bink loves the stat that he finished, what, 2nd last year in the Cy Young voting? Seth Lugo's awesome. I think if Seth Lugo comes back up, and he's scheduled, according to Andy Rogers, to come back up and start on Friday, if he comes back up and's good, I think he's your trade bait. He's a guy whose contract's expiring at the end of the year. He's shown he is good. He's due for a new contract. You and I don't think that contract is coming in Kansas City. If you're the Royals, Noah Cameron's success does not mean he's on the trade block. It doesn't mean he's a bullpen piece. It doesn't mean he goes back to Omaha and tinkers and refines some things. I think it means J.J. Piccolo can start making calls and saying, what can I get back for Seth Lugo? What bat do I get for Seth Lugo? Because everyone points to Michael Lorenzen, and that's the obvious answer. But Michael Lorenzen doesn't have a ton of value. If you trade Michael Lorenzen, what are you getting back? A solid player, like you're not getting a lineup-changing bat. Seth Lugo, however, you trade him, and you could get a lineup-changing bat. So I think right now, Noah Cameron, I agree with you, he ain't going back to Omaha, he ain't going the bullpen, and he might be having Seth Lugo pack his bags with his success if Lugo shows to be healthy and good coming off the IL.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, you're right about Noah Cameron, but eventually he's going to regress. No one has seen him. They don't have video. Once they get more information, he'll come back down to earth. Yeah, of course, but I also think we say that, though. I mean, the guy right now has a 1 ERA. I don't think that's what his ERA is going to be this year. But if you were telling me right now that the Royals have a cost-controlled pitcher who is 25 years old, that is from St. Joseph, Missouri, That guy shouldn't be going anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He's making peanuts right now. Nothing. So yes, you're right. He is absolutely going to regress to the mean at some point. What does regressing to the mean look like right now for a guy who is making $700,000, who they have arbitration on for the next couple of years? Talk about no money at this point. Nothing. So no, we'll figure something out with Seth Lugo. We'll figure something out with Michael Lorenzen. There ain't really nothing to figure out right now with Noah Cameron. He's staying. He's 25 years old. He's homegrown. He's staying here. So I'm looking at Seth Lugo's contract, and you make a really good point. Seth Lugo signed a three-year, $45 million deal, and he has a player option for next year. So if we're looking ahead just a little bit, let's cut it in half, at least for right now. So they owe Seth Lugo probably $22 million between now and then for a guy who last year had a career year, is battling with a little bit of injury right now, but you think is going to come back this week. He's scheduled to pitch on Friday. If he pitches well for the next month or so, he certainly will be somebody that teams will call around the deadline and potentially look to add a starter. It does feel like they have a logjam right now. Somebody on the text line says, what do you guys feel about a six-man rotation? I'm not super interested right now in a six-man rotation when you have assets that you can use to repair an offense right now that is 26th in the major leagues. So having six starters when you can package a Seth Lugo and potentially go get yourself an outfield bat that can play every day for you guys, because I'm guessing, I don't know this because I don't watch enough baseball with all the other teams, but I'm guessing there's some teams right now that could desperately use a starter that they trust. The same way that you desperately need a bat and feel like that's what's holding you back, I'm guessing there's a team right now that they don't trust their third or their fourth starter, and they feel like that's going to be the reason why they missed the postseason. But you know what? They got a 24-year-old outfielder that maybe they could part with because they got a logjam. The same way that when you had Brady Singer, there was a team that had the leadoff hitter that you needed. I think there could be a very similar situation for Seth Lugo. So I think that's a really good observation. Right now, the contract is certainly something that you can move. It's basically a year and a half of club control for around $23, $22 million. He might be somebody where you take Seth Lugo out of the rotation, sell while his value is still relatively high, and you replace him with the 25-year-old Noah Cameron. I mean, Noah Cameron is a decade younger than Seth Lugo. I'm not interested in moving Noah Cameron around to accommodate 35-year-old Seth Lugo.
I don't mind the idea of a six-man rotation for a month. Like, hey, if you're going to go six-man rotation to get Seth Lugo back up to speed, cool. I'm fine with that idea from June 1st to June 30th, but come the 4th of July, come the All-Star break, no. A bat is far more valuable than six-man rotation. So if that's the, you know, like the text earlier about Arrowhead, if that's the Band-Aid is a six-man rotation in the short term, I'm cool with that. But that can't be the plan post-deadline. It's got to be six-man rotation with the eyes on someone is getting moved. But the Royals have the best problem imaginable. Carrington, when we were kids, the Royals didn't have one pitcher. Now they have six quality arms. That's a really good problem to have, and it makes the other problem you have super correctable because pitching, as Dayton Moore used to always say, was the currency of baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.